What is up, everybody? We are talking Kanye West messery in the White House and a lot more on Black Hollywood Lives, The Trend.
Stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man, that's how long I've been on ya.
I need you right now. You know what he needs right now? Some meds right now. That's what Kanye needs, some meds right now. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives, The Trend. I'm your host, Daryl Kristen, and joining me today is Courtney Stewart.
What up, everybody? It's been a while.
It's been a while. I'm feeling your little outfit. You got going on with the strings and the blue, the baby blue.
Baby it's about blue. To be fall. It's fall. Darker lips, darker nails. We're in the fall mood. Thank God it is not 85 degrees out here no more.
Thank God it's not 85 degrees no more.
I appreciate a cool breeze.
I like a little cool breeze.
I like a cool breeze.
I do
right
like
now.
A cool breeze.
I'm not mad.
I got to go ahead and start off with my disappointment for Mm-mm. today. Can I just rant?
Start
Since
with your
Kanye
rant.
Gets to rant,
start
I'm going
to
rant.
Rant.
All right,
go,
I'm
go,
ranting,
go,
even
go.
Though it's not her fault. We were supposed to have a really special guest today.
I know.
And I was so excited. I was about to fanboy out for this
yes,
person.
Yes, we were pumped.
And we were pumped. We were supposed to have T-Boz today.
You
shout
guys,
out to T-Boz. Tion T-Boz Watkins.
Yeah.
Because she was going to come to the show today and promote. Yeah. She's doing a concert in L.A.
She's doing a
on
benefit
Sunday
concert, yeah.
For sickle cell anemia.
Yes.
And she wasn't feeling well, so she had to pull out the last minute. In fact, she was supposed to do a bunch of stuff for
yeah,
like the tour this
press
week,
today.
The press
yeah.
today, and she had to pull out on all of it.
Yeah.
We even tried to get her to Skype in, and she just wasn't feeling well. So everybody send some love
and prayers
to Tion T-Boz Watkins. Lift her up because we love
yes.
her.
And
don't
she got
go
perform
chase
in a couple days.
And she got
so,
perform.
You know,
so
get that energy up.
Get that energy up, girl.
We think about you. And
we
if you're in LA,
you.
Go to her show.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. We got
yeah.
some topics today.
We got some things to talk about and things to celebrate. First, we're going to celebrate that we can invite Elon Musk, y'all, to the barbecue. We were thrilled to hear this week that some of you may not know, he sent out a tweet back in July that basically said he promised to help Flint. Because for those of you guys that don't know, Flint's water crisis still going on. It's been 4 years. It's still going on, and it still ain't fixed. So he had sent out that tweet back in July, and as of this week, he officially held up his end of the bargain that he said he was going to do, and he donated over $400,000 to the Flint School District to install water filtration systems for their water fountains
yeah.
so that the kids in all of the schools across Flint will be able to have some clean water because they still ain't got no clean water
That's
in
crazy.
America.
That's crazy.
In case y'all didn't know, this is America. And these kids ain't had clean water in over 4 years. So the school district obviously thanked him for sending the funds out, and they will have everything installed and up and running in all of the schools in the Flint School District by January 2019. So he's, you know, 6 months, y'all. He pulled this off, and I mean, obviously he's a multi-billionaire.
Worth $19.8 billion.
Yeah.
And then if y'all don't know, he's behind Tesla. So.
Yes, he's a Tesla founder, and the Musk Foundation is his foundation yeah. that the money obviously like flows through and channels through and is going to help get everything installed and up and running. 6 month process, and he's helping them kids out because obviously the government is too busy doing other dumb shit.
Yeah, well, I'm glad yeah. that this is happening.
Yes.
I mean, it's just crazy that, you know, even to think about it, like taking things for granted, like water. I mean, I'm sitting here sipping
I know,
water.
We're sipping
you know
water
I mean?
Every day.
Water.
Like, it's
yeah.
not a thing. Like, and you would think, you know, you water fountains,
right.
and, you know, you go to school, you shower. You cook. Like,
yeah.
these are things that we do on a regular basis with
yeah.
water that we think not, because we are not a third world country.
We are not. So I am really happy that hopefully this will transform what's going on there, because I have family close to there, and they've been going through it.
Yeah, they've been going through it for quite some time. So, shout out to Elon. Thank you so much. Congratulations. And that next barbecue, you're invited.
You're invited. You all
bring,
the barbecues.
You know, you could bring us some cash, too.
Right, you could cut us a little.
We wouldn't be
you know,
mad at that.
Mad at
the trend would appreciate it.
The trend would appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
All right, something that Black Twitter was not appreciating this week, though. So, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's got a new job, y'all.
As we sip for that.
We're going to sip. Okay. So he's going to make a movie with Netflix. And he's producing it because he's also able to cast himself in the movie. And, you know, Dwayne's been around. He's a superstar. Like, you can cast yourself. Like, do you, boo? Except the movie is about the folklore. Like, folk... What? It's not folklore. What is it called? Folktale. Sorry. Okay, I'm like, why can't I get the word out?
I'm like, doing charades in here.
I'm trying to get the word out. Folktale. John Henry. Y'all know who John Henry is? Did you know who John Henry is?
I mean, I know who he is.
Yeah, do you remember, like, as a kid, like, knowing about John Henry?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I just remember that
story. So some of y'all might not know, but it's part of Black folklore in this country. John Henry is the steel-driving man. It turns out that that story was based on, probably, there was a professor at William & Mary named Scott Reynolds who actually researched who this folk... Folktale was based on.
You're making me forget the word.
I'm like, well, why is it not coming out? Anyway, so he had actually researched it a few years ago to figure out, like, really, most people assumed it was probably a convict, actually, that right after the end of the Civil War that it was based on. And it turns out, it seems like it was based on this man named John Henry, who was actually born in New Jersey as a freeman, but went down through the South, like in Virginia, after the war and was helping, like, clean stuff up after the war, and he was arrested and sent to jail for burglary, and then he was leased to the C&O Railroad Company, basically as a slave. For those of y'all that didn't watch 13th on Netflix, the jail system basically became the second form of slavery once slavery ended for Black people, especially Black men. So he was basically leased out to do this backbreaking work on the C&O Railroad, and he passed away. As in the folktale, he dies. Basically, his heart gives out after he's, like, rammed through all the rocks with his own physical strength to do all of this for the railroad company. He passes away. So Dwayne Dunn, you know, cast himself as John Henry. And
he said Dwayne Dunn.
Dwayne Dunn going and casting himself because he's like, I'm a big dude. Like, I could do this. And I grew up listening. His dad apparently used to sing the song to him when he was a child. And hardworking John Henry is like a part of his soul and his spirit. And he felt like he was in alignment by doing this. Okay. But Black Twitter said, honey, you are out of line. You are not in alignment. And Jesus did not ask for this because they said that you have never identified as a Black man, even though you are a man of color. You have always stayed in that. You know, we got the celebrities that are of color that have chosen to, you know, that because they can appear ethnically ambiguous, sure, they don't necessarily confess their Blackness or profess their Blackness. So people were offended and they thought with the issues of colorism and the way that John Henry has always been portrayed throughout the years as a, you know, dark-skinned, big old Black man.
Right.
And so people were offended and upset and they think he's out of line. Are you offended?
I'm not offended as a chocolate man? I mean, here's the thing. I actually have seen Dwayne Johnson talk about his Black father and his Black side of the family. So, you know, us as Black folks, sometimes we get upset with things like that, but I feel like he actually does say that he's a Black man. I mean, maybe not at the very beginning of his career. I'm not going to say that he did say that at the very beginning of his career, but also, I'm not mad at him. He was trying to get his roles. And once he got to his roles, he didn't shy away from being a Black man. Mm-hmm. I don't think that he shies away from being a Black man.
Interesting.
Obviously, you disagree with me.
Well, no, because I really thought about it for a while. Because at first I was like, okay, we mad. But, I mean, I guess it's getting made. Granted, when I saw it, I was like, John Henry don't look like that. Because I don't look at him as a Black man either. But look at The Rock as a Black man. And I don't look
really,
at him.
Really, you don't? I don't look at him as a Black man.
Because somebody made a comment, I don't remember what article I was reading. I think it was on The Root. And they're saying, just because you acknowledge your Black heritage does not mean you... profess to be a Black man in culture. And I don't, okay. And that's different. Like, I think there's plenty of people that have Black heritage, and you can acknowledge that you have Black heritage, and there's also people that don't exist in the Black space not a decision that he has to make. You don't have to.
Right.
If people look
that's
at
their
you
problem.
As something in between, that's your choice, you know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like, I kind of get what people are offended about because it is... The folktale is very much about, just like it's based on probably what they thought was a former slave. Like, the idea that you don't sort of embrace and profess your own Blackness and live in that space, I don't know that you historically should just because you got some Black in you, you should be doing that. Just because it's such an important thing.
I mean, it's not that he has Black in him. His dad is Black.
Well, his dad is not...
Well, he's...
A man... He's not as a man... Because he's Samoan and whatever else.
Right.
Which is fine. Like, the point is The Rock does not acknowledge himself as a Black man and never has.
Well, if that's
and
the case...
And he doesn't have to. He can choose not to. Like, I'm fine with that. And when I look at him, I think of him as a Polynesian man, like Samoan, like that's where I'm thinking of him as, not as a African American or Black American man.
Okay, but I mean, okay, so here's my thing though with that. There are people who are what we would consider full African American, right? Heritage wise, you know, not any full heritage wise. And they're not, there's lots of, I name several actors who, just because they're Black, that they don't profound, you know, say all these profound things about being Black. You
it's
know
the
what I mean?
Same issue that we had, a lot of us had with Zoe Saldana playing Nina Simone. Like, it's this concept that you are, yes, you are a woman of color and you're fine, but you do not.
But she doesn't say she's a Black woman.
Well, that's the point, and neither does The Rock. When has you find one interview where he has embraced himself and
if
shared,
somebody's listening and knows an interview that he said he's Black, please put it on the YouTube, because I know I've seen it where he said my father's Black.
But you
Black
can
man.
Say your father is Black. That does not mean you are claiming to be a Black person and existing in a Black space and living a Black experience in this country.
I mean, I hear you, but I still, I don't know. I just think that we start to go tit for tat with things like that.
I mean,
that.
I get that we're going tit for tat for it. That's why when I first read it, I was like, are we really that mad? Like, I personally, as a casting director, would never look at him and think, yeah, you should be John Henry. Yes, you have the physicality, but I would hire, I don't know. Well, I was going to say you first, but...
I mean, I am chocolate.
Not, you're chocolate, but you're not the like.
No, I'm not.
You're not like.
No.
I wouldn't see you like.
I'm more sexy
down the
slim.
Railroad. There
more
you go. Sexy, there you go. Sexy, he's sexy slim, guys. Sexy that, slim. That's what yeah. that is. Yeah. So anyway, I mean, or some people are like, well, at least the movie's going to get made and a new generation
right.
is going to hear from.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's the same. Like again, it's the same thing. People were mad about with Nina Simone. People are like, well, the movie would have never gotten made and people wouldn't have seen it if blah blah blah.
But I agree with the Nina Simone argument, though. I agree that Zoe. I love Zoe, but I don't think she should have played that role. She is. I don't think she should have played that
But
role.
Is that because of why? Because
she is not a Black woman.
Yes, she is.
She is a... Isn't she Dominican?
She is a Afro-Latina, which is a Black woman.
Okay, okay.
She That's, just
she
doesn't claim her Blackness because she stays in the Latina lane.
Right. I only hear her talk more about being Latina.
Well, that's the point, but it doesn't... Okay, Afro-Latinas are not unlike African-Americans. They brought the slaves
no,
to
I,
Latin America.
I'm not saying there's
and
a separation.
Made Black folks more.
Right.
Like, so
no, I know there's no separation. I'm just saying I don't think that she should have played that role. But once again, this is also me basing it off of...
You're
I
assuming
think that,
that he's talked about
yeah,
or claimed his
yeah,
Blackness.
Yeah, so now I gotta... You know, I'm pretty sure that he has, but now I'm gonna make an effort to make sure. If I'm wrong, next week I'm gonna come in here and say that I was wrong.
You're
but
right.
I don't know.
I mean, if you find it, let me know, because I ain't seen nothing. But, I mean, in the end, like, do you have to claim your Blackness to play a Black character?
Right. That, well, okay. Okay, well, see, this starts a whole other different thing.
Well, that's my thing, because, like, what point is it just... it's essentially a piece of art and work that they're doing.
He's producing it, right? He's
yeah.
I mean, if he's producing it and no one else has, and he wants to show that, I'm not mad at that. And he is... biracial, he is part Black. If he wants to show that and he is the one financing it and no one else is doing that story, he has every right to do it. I think no one else is doing the story. If somebody
but,
else comes, if Denzel came and wanted to do the story,
but Zoe didn't have a right to do that because she was a part of the process and helping get it made, and it was able to get made because she was attached.
I mean, okay, so I also let me go back to say all this with Zoe. Zoe. So, Zoe, sorry, I'm thinking Zoe Kravitz.
Her name's Zoe, too, though.
All right, well, I don't know Zoes and Zoe.
It's been a long week, y'all.
Right?
It's been a long week.
Okay, so my thing is, though, she, at least he kind of has the build and look of,
So
John,
okay, so he has the body, so you are accepting.
No, I'm just saying, like, he had, yeah, the physique.
Yeah.
But, like, she, Zoe, I mean, they had to do all kind of prosthetics and crazy, you know, stuff to try and make her look like the character of Nina Simone. And I think there are other people who could have done it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in the end, I actually think that at least John Henry is a fictional character, so
right.
you could technically imagine him to be what you want him to be, which
yeah.
is why I would give more leniency to The Rock for his choice. But we'll see when it comes to Netflix. I would admonish or hope that y'all don't put him in no blackface.
I think that would be kind of dead wrong if they did that.
I mean, they did it to Zoe.
They did.
They put that one.
They did. I'm not making light of it. They
like,
did do it to Zoe.
Why?
You're right. I don't know. We'll see.
So
what do y'all think?
They're
going to
be like, oh, it was just dirt. And we're going to see The Rock looking like a...
Right.
That's going to be a mess. Please don't do it. But I feel it coming. Like, I feel it coming already.
But I feel like he's got, I don't know, I feel like his fan base is so powerful that I think it'll be more accepted for him to do it.
That's right. To do blackface?
No, to do this character. No. No. Not blackface. All right, we're going to move on because that'll be just getting silly. All right, we have the ER Web Story Spotlight of the Week. And we don't have music today. That's okay, because Juliet is in the booth today, and Juliet may not know about
you
that
ERO
Web
that
music.
Soundbite.
That's all right. We don't even need, right. We don't even need music to talk about this subject, because it's about Kanye West. All right.
Ooh,
so,
honey.
All right. We started off strong. We played stronger when we came on the show. You know, Mr. Kanye
West.
We miss
old Kanye.
We miss the old Kanye.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Kanye West, you know, he was back at the White Office, White House office
the
today.
White office.
The White Office. Well, same thing. Same thing. That wasn't by accident, I guess. Subconsciously.
Yeah.
He was back in the White House today speaking with Mr. Trump, and apparently, you know, he had a full agenda of what he wanted to discuss, including prison reform, American manufacturing, creating jobs and preventing gang violence in Ye's hometown of Chicago, which is definitely something that needs to take place.
Yeah.
But sources close to Kanye tell us that he also was discussing, you know, a variety of other things that were a little bit of craziness, such as basically, he said that he was there to make America great again.
Yes.
So he wanted us, you know, he had his hat on. He was ready.
Yeah.
You know, we got a little clip before I got some of the highlights I'm going to talk about. We got a little clip here of Yeezy.
See my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero. And you made a Superman cape. For me, also as a guy that looks up to you, looks up to Ralph Lauren, looks up to American industry guys. Non-political, no bullshit. Put the beep on it, however you want to do it.
Put
5 seconds delay.
It.
And just goes in and gets it done. Right now, you gave me the heart to go to Adidas. Because at Adidas, when I went in 2015, we were a $14 billion company losing $2 billion a year. Now we have a $38 billion market cap. It's called the Yeezy Effect. And I went to Casper. We had a meeting in Chicago. And I said, you have to bring manufacturing onshore, not even shore, into the core. It's not about the borders, the core of Adidas. And Chicago is the core of Middle America. We have to make Middle America strong. So I had the balls, because I had enough balls to put on this hat. I mean, this Adidas thing made me a billionaire. And I could have lost $200 million walking away from that deal. But even with that, I knew it was more important.
So that's just a little sample of the rant from Mr. Kanye West. And I think a lot of people feel the way that Trump's looking at him during this entire rant. Like, what the F?
I'm like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I mean, because he was all over the place. If you look at the whole clip, I don't know if you're the whole, like,
the whole
YouTube thing. I mean, he's from A to Z to W to B.
He's building a hydrogen plane for Air Force One. Like,
he talked about the lack of his the men, like the male energy in his household.
He called Donald his daddy.
Kim. Yeah, he had a lot going on during this speech. I mean, he also, you know, here's some a couple other highlights I just wanted to point out. Kanye began the meeting by praising Trump's efforts in North Korea, saying, on day one, you solved one of Obama's biggest troubles. We solved one of the biggest problems. He's talked about Hillary Clinton. He said, I love Hillary. I love everyone. But the campaign I'm with her just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that can play catch with his son, Kanye said. There was something about when I put this hat in it. He went on to start talking about the hat, how he felt like Superman. We talked about the 13th Amendment. He wanted the 13th Amendment to be abolished because he said he doesn't like the number 13. It's an unlucky number, according to Kanye. He also talked about his bipolarism. He said that, you know, he was recently diagnosed with the bipolar disorder, and he said that it was a misdiagnosis.
Yeah, he said he's sleep deprived.
You know, a reporter asked him if he would run for presidency, and he said not until after 2024. So I'm moving. If he run for presidency and will win, you see my deuce fingers? We deuced out. You know, the celebs have been blowing up social media.
Yeah.
They've been talking about Mr. Kanye going ham on him. You know, we got, like, T.I. called him a Sambo.
T.I. went off.
And T.I. did a song with him.
T.I. went off.
He went off.
He went off.
50 Cent did a whole just tweet about it going in, you know. And then Monica, the singer Monica, Monica don't say nothing. Monica had to come out and
nobody.
Say.
Nobody.
Monica don't talk about nobody. She don't even talk about Brandy.
Even when Brandy talked about
her. Even when Brandy talked about her. And she came out to talk about Mr. Yeah. Kanye. So, I mean, it just keeps going on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
What do you think about all this messery that he is bringing to the Oval?
I think that I do not blame Kanye.
You blame the lack of the meds?
I blame the president for allowing that to ever happen in the White House. Even though I'm not surprised the president allowed it.
Okay.
But all I could think the entire morning that this is airing is that y'all realize that Florida just got blown away yesterday with a hurricane?
Yeah.
And this is what the president had time to do today? Yeah. Today.
Yeah.
And granted, if Kanye had rolled up, like, everybody, the people that are, like, standing for Kanye are like, well, he just has a difference of opinion and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, boo, it's not about a difference of opinion, okay? Kanye ain't got no plan. He is borderline incoherent. Like, you don't know what he's saying. Like, if he came in and was like, look, prison reform, we need to try this instead of blah, blah, blah. And we need to try this about the manufacturing situation, even though, like, we can argue day in and day out about the economics of manufacturing in America and whether or not that'll thing again and whatever. But, like, he just came in rambling about nonsense, making a scene, essentially, for cameras. And I blame the White House and the president for allowing that to be what was of primary importance in our government.
I give you that.
Today, of all days. Like, granted, any day, it's a hot mess. But after there are people that are literally, have like, whole communities have been completely destroyed. The panhandle of Florida has been flattened.
Destroyed.
Yeah. And that was what they felt was essential to happen today.
Well, now the rumor has it is that, well, it ain't even a rumor. I mean, Trump's really said it already, is that this is for him to garner more support from African Americans. Yeah. He thinks that this is going to garner more support for him.
Which is bonkers!
Well, which I don't even really understand how he thinks that this would help him, because I mean, because
Kanye's black, and he thinks, like, all the black people like Kanye.
Yeah,
so,
but that's... Yeah. I mean, I guess if he takes the millions of followers, if he gets, like, a small... or even a small percentage of the millions of followers that follow Kanye that are supportive of what
but
Kanye says...
But I would guess
that
most of Kanye's followers are white.
That might be true.
And have been for quite some time.
You know what? Statistically, I would like to figure that out.
I would like to know, but I would bet money that there are more white followers on Kanye's following list than black.
I probably would go
especially
with that, but I'm sure he's got a strong amount.
Especially in the last, like, 5 years.
I would get with that. I would get with that.
I feel like his fan, like, white folks have been standing for Kanye, especially in, like, this last round of his career, in ways that black people are kind of like, Kanye, what you doing?
But then I was thrown off because Kanye randomly brought in Jim Brown, you know, legendary football player turned actor Jim Brown from, what, the 50s? And is Jim an activist for black folks?
Yeah, well,
I mean, I guess
apparently
he
sort of has been for boys, but, like, Jim has, like, a sordid background, doesn't he? Like, with domestic abuse, like, women, and, like, it just, it's like, boy, buddy, what? Why? Why? None of it makes sense.
It's a waste. It's all over the place.
It was a waste of time. It's a waste of space. Yeah. There's nothing honestly being communicated except Kanye's opportunity to ramble and be on camera. And I don't blame Kanye. He's looking for attention. I blame the White House. I'm actually even more embarrassed, even though I didn't think I could be more embarrassed by the White House, that they allowed that to be a major news story today.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I actually, the funny thing is, when you say publicity, I used to think that it was with Kanye with this particular thing about publicity, but I actually believe that he truly believes in everything that he's saying. And he really is trying to come up in there and say some stuff that he thinks he's saying that ain't...
He might kind of believe it, but I think he also enjoys the attention that he's getting because he's saying he believes all of this.
Well, Kim wasn't nowhere to be found.
Kim, I was on Instagram like, Kim, come get your husband. Like, this is when you supposed to show up. You were supposed to be like, nah, babe, nah, we not doing that.
Especially after she had sort of a semi-successful moment in the White House with Trump.
And you have to give her... It was almost more repulsive to me that the White House did this today. Because when Kim went, there were no cameras in there. They did a still photograph and whatever. This was a sideshow freak moment trying to show, because they knew that was going to be a mess and messy, and they did that anyway. They could, if they were going to keep with the meeting, even though I personally think the meeting should have been canceled based on what happened in the last 24 hours, they didn't need press in there. They could have taken a picture at the end, talked about what they talked about in a press release or whatever, and been done with it. But there was a reason that they had those cameras in there and show, and the fact that Kanye's fine with that is proof of his insanity, but whatever.
Yeah, it's just, it's scary.
It is scary.
I just hope that not too many people take it too seriously and, like, really believe in, you know, garnishing.
Do you think anybody's taking him seriously?
I don't know.
At this point? Like,
you know, it's funny. When I was looking at YouTube, I was looking at the side little comments.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, I mean, it was kind of a mix. Like, some people were like, he's crazy. But a lot of people were like, let him have his opinion. You know, Kanye's cool. You know, he just is passionate. Like, I was like, oh, okay, y'all defending Kanye a little bit. That's interesting.
So they just feel bad, like, because we know there's probably mental illness involved, so people just want him to be able to get it out.
Like, I mean, honestly, I really, this time, for real, like, I was like, oh, there's some strong mental illness there, because the way he was just, like, all over the place, and even just when he would just, like, start talking about something and then go 360 to something else, I was like, what is he, what? So, please, the water is right there in front of him. Put those pills right next to him.
Yeah, Kim, you should have gave him some Xanax like 3 nights ago, let him sleep for 2 days.
Something.
And he would have just missed the appointment.
Yeah.
You are not on your wifely duties.
You're
right
not.
Because he is out here wilding.
Wilding. Well,
whatever. That's our president.
That's
and our
press.
Government.
And we'll see how that translates into the voting.
Yeah, guys. Electoral. I hope y'all registered.
I hope you did.
It was
I got
like
mine
the last
in the mail.
Day. I checked online because, you know, all kind of shady shit going on right now. Like,
right.
They got a bunch of people in Georgia getting kicked off of voter registration lists that they've been on forever. Y'all better vote. Vote.
All right, we're gonna end on a positive note.
Yes, we like.
In fact, Juliet, because I want to go out to this person. Cue up Janet Jackson. Let's go with Pleasure Principle.
Oh,
is that a good one?
All right. Okay.
So Miss Janet Jackson has been nominated for the Rock and Roll 2019 Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Also LL Cool J as well.
Nice.
So
nice.
How it works is Their voting system is like this. It began on October 9th and it goes through December 9th with ballots cast among an international body of more than 1,000 voting members. But if you want to sway the vote, you can go to rockhall.com and cast one ballot per day in favor of your favorite amongst this year's nominees, includes Janet and LL Cool J.
So they just pick like one or two out of like a bunch of them?
Yeah. So the top five artists are selected by the public, will compromise a fan ballot to be tallied with the member votes. And the ceremony takes place on March 29th, 2019. At the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
Now, Miss Jackson. Now, first, LL Cool J has been nominated 4 times, so he hasn't officially made.
Oh, he still hasn't won it. Got in yet.
But so we're hoping that, fingers crossed, that, you know, this is here.
Yeah, this will be it for him.
And then the votes will tell on December 9th.
Okay.
Now, Janet was ranked number 7 on Billboard's 2013 list of top artists in Hot 100 history. She has 27 top 10 hits. She has 3 of the most influential albums of our time, Control, Rhythm Nation, and the Janet album, which I still got that
Janet
poster.
Janet is my favorite.
Still got
album.
That poster. As well as some of the most iconic music videos. And she just had a new song with Daddy Yankee that's hot as hell. So she's still bringing it.
She's never been nominated before? It didn't say?
It didn't say that part.
Interesting.
So,
well, I hope she gets in.
Yeah.
Neither
has Chaka Khan. They were saying Chaka Khan hadn't been nominated either.
Oh.
So they were saying, like, why isn't Chaka Khan nominated?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But I got a wave of how much Janet is greatness, well, whatever, and influenced us just when Ciara performed at the AMAs.
Oh, she killed it.
I was like, that was Janet moment.
That
like,
was Janet
that was
moment.
Such
yeah.
a Janet, like,
dope.
Influenced
yeah.
energy and everything. And I was like, oh my God, Janet's so great. So when we saw that, that's awesome.
Well, you guys can go, like I said,
we'll
to rockhall.com and kind of like sway that vote for Janet Jackson and for LL Cool J, because they both deserve it, because LL's iconic in
his own
lane.
He's in his
right.
own lane.
And he's
in
doing
his
big
very
things.
Own lane in hip hop.
And killing it.
And killed
Until
it.
You, both of them are still killing it.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know Janet's 50. Is LL Cool J 50? Yeah.
He's got to be.
Or close to it. He's like 48.
I'm pretty sure he's 50.
I mean, 50 is the new 30.
Still licking them lips.
Well, I know you like all that. Mm-hmm. She got real happy on that. All right. So since you're so happy, where can fans find you to be happy with you?
Fans, you can find me all over the social medias at Stuart Starlet.
You can find me at Daryl Christian on Daryl Christian.
Everything.
Just everything. Like, all of the social medias.
That's where he be at.
So we'll see y'all next week on the trends. We're going to go out with the little pleasure principle. I still know those moves, I think.
Oh, I was like, the video's not there. I don't remember.
Oh, no, I wanted to see the video.
Oh, this is when she was like.
Right, she had the. Here we go. Remember this?
Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.